Sai's Glory, His Divine Story, every Thursday on Morning Glory. Catch the vibe with me, Karuna Munshi, on Radio Sai's Thursday Live on Asia Stream at 9:40 a.m. Om Shri Sai Ram. Loving pranams at the lotus feet of Lord Sai, the voice, the listener, and the heart of Radio Sai. Sai Ram, dear listeners, my name is Karuna and I'm coming to you live from Prashanthi Nilayam, the spiritual capital of the universe. Today is the 14th of March 2013 and the time right now at Prashanthi Digital Studios is 9:40 a.m. That is just 10 minutes past the morning aarti. It is also the time of the day when longing hearts are inching towards the holiest of shrines on the face of this planet, that is the Mahasamadhi of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. On behalf of all our listeners, I bow to the divine energy emanating from that supremely sacred spot. Dear brothers and sisters, please accept our apologies for the break in Thursday Live last week. The situation was caused due to some very long power cuts here in the ashram. Let's just hope it's a thing of the past and with His grace, we'll cruise ahead without any glitches all day today. By the way, how was your Shivratri? I do hope you were able to join us virtually and participate live in the powerful celebrations from Prashanthi Nilayam through our web streaming on radiosai.org. You may remember the very potent Saishwara Lingam of the Atirudram Yagna 2006 fame. Well, it was worshipped in the Sai Kulwant Hall on Shivratri amidst chantings, and the energy was simply soul-stirring. It really was quite a fantastic experience to be physically present in the Sai Kulwant Hall during Mahashivratri this year. The place was packed with devotees with a visibly large section of people from the Russian-speaking countries. And the entire program was designed to flow quite thoughtfully. We had well-selected videos which were being projected on large screens, including a clip from a Shivratri Divine Discourse. It was quite a treat, actually. We also saw some videos of the Lingam manifesting from Bhagwan's mouth and other darshan videos, all of which added fervor to the Shiva bhajans that at least 10,000 voices were singing in unison. On that high note, let me update you on the current weather conditions here at your and my home, our true home, that is Prashanthi Nilayam. Clear skies, crisp, warm breeze, relatively comfortable evenings, nights and mornings. Overall, it is an unseasonably comfortable mid-March. But the daytime temperatures are a different story. They do tend to hover in the 37 to 38 degrees Celsius range, which is hot but normal and expected for this time of the year. Dear listeners, coming up today on Morning Glory is a live studio interview with a special guest who has already arrived in the studios. He'll update us on a very important facet of the Sai Healthcare Mission, and you wouldn't want to miss him. After which, at the bottom of the hour, you will hear part two of the Sohan Datta interview under the Fleeting Moments series. And if time permits, some fine music in the voice of my favorite singer. Keep guessing who that might be. But first, coming up right here, right now on Morning Glory is a feature presentation, a chat with a special guest in our studio today. We often hear stories of patient profiles and medical marvels happening at Baba's two super speciality hospitals. And then there is this traveling marvel called the mobile hospital that serves patients in rural areas. But Baba's healthcare system also includes the very happening and very busy Sri Satya Sai General Hospital right here in Prashanthi Nilayam. Tucked behind the large trees and gardens is the spacious and busy Sri Satya Sai General Hospital, where medical services of the highest order are offered to thousands of patients on a daily basis. And as with all things Sai, no one pays for any consultations, tests, x-rays or blood tests or any diagnostic procedure or even medicines. Like fresh air and sunshine and Baba's love, all services are offered free of cost. Who better to tell us more about the Sri Satya Sai General Hospital than its medical superintendent, the distinguished Air Vice Marshal, Dr. Vinod Kumar Verma. Dr. Verma is a seasoned doctor from the Indian military. He has worked with the Indian Army and the Air Force, where he has served successfully in senior positions such as the Principal Medical Administrator at, among other places, the biggest operational command of the Indian Armed Forces with 2 large hospitals and 40 medical establishments under his direct control. Throughout his career, Air Marshal Dr. V.K. Verma was recognized for his high degree of professionalism and administrative acumen. He has been serving the Sri Sathya Sai General Hospital here at Prashanthi Nilayam since August 2008 in the position of the Medical Superintendent. Sairam, Dr. Verma, and a very warm welcome to Radio Sai.
Sairam.
Sir, as the head of the General Hospital, please give our listeners a snapshot of the current services provided by the Sri Sathya Sai General Hospital at Prashanthi Nilayam.
Om Sri Sairam, I offer my humble salutations at the divine lotus feet of our beloved Bhagwan, Sri Sathya Sai Baba. I agree with you. The medical services of the highest order are being offered to thousands of patients at Sathya Sai General Hospital, Prashanthi Nilayam, to all, irrespective of caste, creed, color, religion, and nations, and totally free of cost. Sathya Sai General Hospital is a dedicated hospital. All type of treatments, including operations, investigations, admission facilities, deliveries, and medicines to outpatients are being provided totally free. There is no cash counter. The average number of patients visiting OPD per day is 1,000 to 1,300. Most of the patients are from surrounding 40 to 40 villages. Devotees visiting Prashanthi Nilayam for Swami's Darshan from other states of India and other countries. Also including staff and students seeks the medical services at the time of their sickness. The various disciplines and specialties which are being offered are obstetrics and gynecology, general medicine, pediatrics, general surgery, anesthesia, ENT, ophthalmology, gastroenterology, physiotherapy and dental. To provide opinion in the discipline of dermatology, psychiatry and rheumatology, the specialist visits regularly on rotation. The total staff strength is 180, out of which 39 doctors come specialist, 57 nursing staff, remaining 87 are paramedical staff and supporting staff. In addition to this staff, the visiting doctors and specialists from other countries and paramedical staff comes on rotation from India and abroad to provide seva in Sathya Sai General Hospital. Seva dal, 17 male and 35 female per batch are being provided under the auspices of the Sathya Sai Centers regularly to assist the doctors and patient, also help in distributing the diet to inpatient, help in crowd control, maintaining cleanliness of the hospital area.
Very impressive statistics. Now, how long has this work been going on silently?
In early 50s, Mother Ishrama prayed to Swami for medical facilities at Parthi. Before providing the history of the hospital and founding, I would quote the words of Swami.
Please do.
Baba recounted his mother's wish to in a discourse on May 6, 99 in his words. She said, Swami, our Parthi is a small village. Our people are suffering from lack of medical facilities. There is nobody to take care of them when they are afflicted with fever, cough and cold. The people of this village are suffering since they have to travel a long distance to seek medical treatment. Please start a small clinic or hospital to help the poor people of the village. Baba laid the foundation stone of the Sathya Sai General Hospital on 23rd November 1954 to coincide with his birthday on a hill to the south of Prashanthi Mandir. The hill was leveled into 3 terraces by a bulldozer and the hospital was built on topmost terrace. The 5-room, 8-bedded hospital was inaugurated on 4th October 1956 during the Dashera festival.
And Swami was 40 years old at that time.
Yes. In his inaugural address, Bhagwan said, there are no unbelievers or nastikas. There are only some who do not know or have the opportunity to experience the Lord. But everyone rich or poor, educated or illiterate, pious or not pious, was subject to disease and so. Treat with love and affection. And to set an example, Madhva himself does Manav Seva in order to make Manav to do likewise. And thereby earn the grace of Madhva. Swami further said that the patients who are admitted here could see the beautiful art of the Creator. Though he is creating the things, but they must see the creator. On opening their eyes, they could also listen to the sweet music bhajan from the Prashanti Mandir. That's why this place has been chosen. This ananda would surely lighten their hearts and soothe their bodies. Once they were fit enough to move, they were sure to come down and see the heaven where they found such solace, health and happiness. This sacredness would then be imprinted in their hearts permanently. Mm-hmm. Bhagwan is doctor of doctors. He always insisted that peace of mind is the foundation of a good health. Mm-hmm. Swami has already initiated the purpose of a hospital and the universal nature of his task. In his address to the fourth annual day of the hospital, Swami said, I quote, mm-hmm. Some of you may ask, why there should be hospital at all here? Why should not Baba cure diseases by an exercise of his will? That is the question. Well, for one thing, this hospital is not my hospital. It's our hospital. In fact, all other hospitals everywhere in this globe are mine. I visit them all. Why? All those who call out for their hearts for succor, or whatever language from whatever clime, whether from hospital, home or mine. Do not confine me to these few acres around Prashanti Nilayam. Wherever a person craving for Prashanti, that is perfect peace, lives and prays, there is Prashanti Nilayam exist. You should remember another point. The hospital serves to increase faith, to demonstrate divinity and to remove doubt. Mm-hmm. That is also necessary. Besides, you have to mark time in conscience with the song that is sung. There are many who are hungry for medical treatment and they are satisfied only in drugs once they are given in fine kind type of tablets or injections administered. Their faith in grace is not yet strong. That is the reason hospital is required for such people. Mm-hmm. On February 29th, 1984, the southern part of the present building, which mm-hmm. is the main building now, which is there, the present building was inaugurated. The building had an operation theater, a labor room, an antenatal and postnatal ward, along with a section of the medical and surgical casualty, with an inpatient facility of 50 beds. Hence, the obstetricians and gynecologists were the need of the hour. Mm-hmm. As a significant part of the patient population comprised of most of them maternity cases, mm-hmm. Swami blessed a lady anesthetist and three lady obstetricians to join the hospital for seva. Dental clinic was also started in 1984. In 1985, Swami blessed a surgeon to perform general surgery procedures. Mm-hmm. Thereafter, the third phase of the hospital was on 22nd November 1991. The northern part of the present hospital was inaugurated. This took place at the same time as the Sri Satya Sai Super Specialty Hospital was inaugurated.
I see.
At that time, the general hospital was considered as a base hospital from where referral would take place to the super specialty hospital. Mm-hmm. The general hospital was started as an 8-bedded hospital, is now 115-bed hospital mm-hmm. with the departments of obstetric and gynecology, general medicine, pediatrics, neonatal intensive care unit, general surgery, anesthesia, ENT, ophthalmology, gastroenterology, physiotherapy and dental. To provide opinion in the discipline of dermatology, secretary and rheumatology still continue as on the regular rotation of the doctors from outside.
It's come such a long way, the hospital.
Yes, yes. At present, I'll just give you the figures of the hospitals,
please.
What we do there.
Mm. Huh?
The present number of deliveries conducted per month are approximately between 100 to 125, normal okay. deliveries. Caesarean sections are apart from this.
Mm-hmm.
That is 60 to 75.
Oh.
Gyne surgeries, 5 to 9.
Mm-hmm.
General surgeries, major, 30 to 45, minor, 70 to 90. ENT surgery, 4 to 6. The reason is this, we have got only two operation theatres.
Mm-hmm.
One theatre remains as a standby operation theatre for the caesarean sections. Yes. We cannot touch that.
Yeah.
Anytime it can
yeah.
be, it's any available thing.
Yes.
But the other theatre is used, that's why, otherwise if we had got more theatres, we can increase the number of the surgeries. Shri Satya Sai Mobile Hospital which is also one of the Swami's great venture, also performs surgery during the first week only. First week is reserved for them.
So they use the general hospital operating theater
as well as the wards.
I see.
For first week, we give them. And every month for gynecological cases, major operation and general surgery cases, ENT surgery and minor daycare surgeries. It is by the divine benevolence of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba that such a stupendous task of 58 years of free medical service, promoted by selfless, unconditional love, is at all possible in today's world. It stands as a unique role model and an example of service extended in spirit of oneness, where the suffering of one is the suffering of all.
What broad-mindedness. It's just so touching. Now,
it's all His grace.
Really, it's an incredible story. A mother's wish that has unfolded into this medical marvel. What is the typical profile of the patients that come here?
Yes, it's a very good question you've asked. Sri Satya Sai General Hospital is one of the major resources to the primary and secondary health care in the town of Puttaparthi, which is very remote. If you remember, much earlier, there was no medical aid within the 40 to 50 kilometers. You can well imagine.
And with those poor road conditions, and lack of proper transport,
yes,
that must have been such a nightmare for the local population.
That's true. Now the ashram resident of Prashanthi Neelam, students of various educational institutions, 40 to 50 villages already I have mentioned around, Sai devotees coming from all over India and the world. As a result of large catchment area, a wide variety of cases we see ranging from endemics to exotic diseases also. I'll just give you further. Tropical fevers like malaria, dengue fever, typhoid, infections such as respiratory illnesses, diarrhea and dysentery, cholera and various skin diseases. Even the doctors, those who come from abroad on rotation here, foreign doctors, they have not seen this type of some of the diseases which they see here. Some of the young students, they also come from abroad. Those are
medical
their
students.
Yes. They are surprised to see that such type of cases occurs.
So that's true education and learning for them.
That's true. There is also a huge number of chronic diseases such as diabetes, hypertension, asthma, lung diseases, tuberculosis and so on. The emergencies of snake bite and scorpion bites are very common in this area because this area is heavily infested with the poisonous snake, cobra, crate and viper also.
And I've heard the injection, the anti-venom is very expensive and the hospital offers it free of cost?
Free of cost totally. And I can give you an example about this. Once a case was there, he brought in such a morbid state that almost we never had a hope from him, this person.
But for my interest's sake, I just
calculated how much venom we have given. You will best imagine that it was costing about 40,000 rupees.
Oh my God, and it's just free.
Yes, free.
People could not have dreamt of ever getting this kind of free treatment.
And I can happily tell over this that most of the cases here of the snake bites, they recover and go back. Though with some little cellulitis or so for they attend the surgical OPD, otherwise hardly at the very far away case if it comes and at the time last moment we lose a life. Otherwise most of the cases they recover. Almost. I can say about 90 to 95% they recover.
And 40,000 rupees is close to $800.
Yes.
I can't think of even a First Nation country that has universal health care.
Yes.
Take, for instance, the UK or Canada, NHS or the Canadian Universal Health Care. They're in emergency, there's such a lag because the system is crumbling and Swami is providing all this free of cost to the poorest of the poor. It's so touching.
We never go for a patient that which place you belong from, where you have come, where is your identity card, where you are this or that, this formality. We just see at the time a human being, and being a doctor, with love and affection, provide him even our life to that. We think on that basis. That is the first cause.
Swami has really redefined medical health care, gone back to the basics.
That's true.
That's incredible. Now I notice that your hospital is always bustling with patients, long lines and so on.
Yes.
Are there any plans to further streamline and expand the services any further?
Yes. Mm. Yes, there is a plan to streamline and expand the services to provide comfortable stay for inpatients with love and affection. Outpatient department services along with the supporting services will move out in the new OPD block building, likely to come up in the open space available inside the hospital compound in the southeast location.
The process
already started, and we hope that within a year or so, this building will come.
You have lots of room around there, a lot of beautiful gardens and lawns around the hospital.
But we have to sacrifice this one garden.
Yeah, one garden.
Because only for the sake of humanity for their service.
Of course, for the right reason.
Right reason. Mm-hmm. The present hospital building will exclusively be for the inpatient.
Okay.
This is the modern concept. Any hospital, if you build, outpatient should not be in the inpatient at all. Mm-hmm.
So you'll separate the two.
So this is the system which we are going to. And 10 more beds will be added. Will be carved out for the pediatric ward and pediatric observation ward, which mm-hmm. we are not having at present, is clubbed with the medical.
Mm-hmm.
So hence they will be having an independent
ward. Exclusive, yeah.
Yes. Emergency cum casualty will become more spacious to handle the emergency cases without any difficult. The present emergency, if you see, you have come so many times here, and you have seen that the ladies, our OPD, it is a OPD also, and it is a casualty come emergency also.
Yes,
so when a patient two or three comes for serious, so everybody is confused, people are confused, even patient is confused.
And I've been a patient in emergency at night, and I see how busy it is.
Yes,
there.
And we deal with that comfortably and calmly and all that, but we wanted that there should be a ideal emergency.
And
hence this area will become as the emergency area.
Mm-hmm.
And the OPD block will be enough spacious that the present strength, as you have mentioned, 1,000 to 1,300, even sometime it goes to 1,500, it will be comfortable for their sitting, circulation area and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So this is our plan for the next
year. Very nice. So spacious and airy and well laid out, streamlined, so that people are not hanging out in the hot sun or anything.
That is true.
So thoughtful. It's so nice to know that all this work is going on with so much of dedication and thought, even past the Mahasamadhi. That's really the best answer to all those doomsday sayers.
It's the best gift to the Swami.
Exactly.
I feel it.
It is, and I couldn't agree more, because what better way to express our gratitude to him than to keep working in the direction that he pointed us in.
He has pointed us.
Very true. Now, in light of the Mahasamadhi, the hospital has been racing ahead with renewed zeal to serve the cause of free and loving healthcare. As the head of this hospital, how would you define the vision, the mission of the Sri Satya Sai General Hospital?
Thank you. It's a very encouraging question you have asked. And I will share with you, it would not be out of the place to mention conversation Swami had with us during his last physical visit.
Oh, I see. He came on your own annual day, right?
In 2009. October 2009.
Yes.
It was a moment where we prayed to our beloved Swami to come to the hospital again soon. He replied, "Call me again and again.
Mm-hmm.
I will come again and again."
Prophetic words. Wow.
So beautifully, and it thrilled our hearts and all that, I tell you. He then looked at us in a meaningful, as you see, like in a smile, emphatically added, "I will stay here always." It was really, it brought the tears in our all, happy tears in everybody's eyes. We still feel that these words are ringing in our eyes, though I don't know the Telugu, but when I asked them what Swami meant,
I really,
whenever I remember that day, a whole scene comes in front of my eye. Such was Swami's love for this hospital, and we, as his children and instruments, are committed, as you said, to Swami's vision and mission. Swami, during the early years of conception of this hospital, clearly stated in his discourse that the general hospital is not only a place where disease is treated, but also a place where preventive aspects of diseases is taught to the rural population.
So education is part of it.
Yes. That is more important than the treatment. Thus, the doctors of general hospital made health education as an integral part of their routine services. We conduct disease prevention and health education classes through counseling daily the pregnant and lactating mothers as their families, and likely to get the name of this hospital as a mother and child
Friendly hospital,
likely to get. Mm-hmm. Increasing emphasis being laid on positive health aspects apart from the routine medical care in the pediatric department also. By educating the newly delivered mothers that up to 6 months only give breast milk and nothing else as per WHO standards. The encouraging results has been seen by us that the mothers who have fed their baby only on breast milk are very healthy and not suffered at all with any ailment. During this or thereafter also. We also try our best to make villagers understand the adverse effects of several superstitions, inauthentic native medical practices and over-the-counter use of dangerous medicines such as steroids and painkillers which they go to the chemist and take themselves. For the adult population, we have been conducting special health promotion classes in areas such as diabetes and hypertension. Plans are on the way even to initiate teaching classes on breathing exercises and pranayama for the chronic respiratory patients. We even teach the deserving patients few simple effective techniques of yoga, or in modern technology we call it physical therapy. Mm-hmm. Pertinent health education occurs even in all other departments at the individual level during the course of doctor-patient interaction. Holistic healthcare, which was very close to Swami's heart, that is also being practiced here. Mm-hmm. Holistic healthcare is the other important aspect of Swami's vision for this hospital. Holistic healthcare is that which not only treats the body but also addresses more vital areas of mind and soul. Bhagwan wanted his hospital to be the contact point to spread spirituality among laymen or lay public. Mm-hmm. Thus, it is up to the healthcare professionals here to try to instill the seeds of the devotion and faith in the hearts of the patient by way of counseling. We have a practical way of doing this in our hospital. During the course of interaction with patient, we emphasize the powerful influence of mind over the body. We explain them, all these things. Mm-hmm. Modern science already proved that majority of illnesses have their origin in the mind. Thus, we educate the patient about the need to keep the mind calm and peaceful. We then suggest them the ways to achieve that mental calm. How? Such as Namaswarna, social selfless service, help our hurt never, love all, serve all, try to control your anger.
Mm-hmm.
All
and good
so.
One.
Thus, apart from writing a medical prescription, which most of them they think okay, this is the sole duty of the doctor.
Doctor, yeah. But you go way beyond that.
But we go on addressing issues of mind and positive transition in lifestyle parameters. Mm-hmm. Thus, treat not just the disease but the individual as a whole.
Mm-hmm. That is so futuristic.
Yes. In an attempt to take this holistic approach of health promotion to the public at large, we even staged a drama. You must have seen that, Deho Devalaya,
yes,
in Sai Kulwanthal on October 2012, which highlighted Swami's teachings on health and spirituality. Also with the collaboration of none other than our Radio Sai, our doctors have given several health talks on Telugu in Radio Sai.
And in English also.
In English, okay.
Yes.
I was not
we have done a big group discussion on the mother-baby friendly
hospital. Lord Sarita.
With Dr. Sarita, okay. And a few others. And one very interesting thing that came out was that the local superstition is that when a child is born, the grandmother tries her best to quickly hide him and feed him donkey's milk, thinking that the child will get the strength of a donkey. Mm. So just to break those barriers and to educate them.
True, you're right. That's why you mentioned, especially in pediatric development, this education is going
very,
on.
Very, very important. True.
We have noticed that many patients who have undergone many sophisticated treatments elsewhere are getting better within few essential medicine in our hospital when they come to us. This can be attributed mainly due to the grace of our beloved Bhagwan and to the sincerity, genuine concern and love of humanity shown by our committed staff, fulfilling the Swami's vision and mission to satisfaction. The discourses, you must have heard that a lot of discourses Swami gave on health.
True.
There's a lot of on hospital days and other occasions and all that. And he has mentioned that the spiritual wisdom into which we can delve and find guidelines for life free from mental and physical illness. He gave stress on these two things specifically. The success in this hospital is neither due to the medicines given or not due to the merit of the doctors. I stress on this point. So many who come here, who could not overcome their problems elsewhere, get cured here only due to Swami's grace. That is our feeling.
I see.
It is a placebo. Rest is a placebo. I feel it. Swami often quotes, the hospital should provide preventive care also and try to educate the villagers in methods of avoiding illnesses, develop self-reliance, that is the best tonic. I would like to add, the young doctors are being updated in the latest development of the field of medical science by the way of telemedicine, weekly CMEs and so on. This is very, very important, so that they keep themselves abreast with the latest changes occurring, which is coming at very fast step occurring. So that is our VN mission to the Swami.
Sounds really fantastic, well thought out, futuristic, holistic, very, very impressive. And Dr. Verma, you sound so passionate about what you're doing, about serving Swami. Now, you're an ex-army man, and we know what a good life formal army personnel lead in this country. You could be happily golfing, partying, playing bridge and whatnot. Why are you serving here with such dedication?
Thank you. Such a question you've asked me. And you will laugh at when I say first two words, I'll say, rest is rust.
Rest is rust. That's what Baba says.
I again repeat, rest in life is rust and dust. Both.
So stay active.
Stay active. One gets only once a chance in life to be at the call of God to do service at His lotus feet.
Beautiful words.
I may consider myself one of the fortunate among many who had called by Swami to serve in His mission and settle at His eternal abode at Parthi. Swami has retired me. I was retired from Air Force, but like an old tire, He has retired me again and made me a new tire, so that I serve in His mission with due surrender and perform truthfully my duty with love and compassion towards patients to receive His grace. This reason that I am so passionate to serve Bhagwan's General Hospital, and later also again and again I want to serve wherever He, whenever He calls me. In future births even.
It's a long-term contract.
Yes, I'm making. I remember.
Multiple lifetime contract.
I remember one of His advice to the doctors, which touches me. Doctors get plentiful opportunity to do seva. They can manifest the divinity inherent in man to the best advantage. The doctor is extolled as Narayana himself. Vaidyo Narayano Harihi. Doctors should have good thoughts and good words. Love indeed is the most effective drug. It cures illness much quicker. Man should so live that he does not get disease. It is only when man blunders into wrong paths in his food habits and in search of pleasures that gets ill. Illness begins in slum areas and spreads all around. So service done to clean slums is the double benefit. The human body is a unique gift by God. It is only in this body that man can realize himself as divine. So until that goal is attained, the body has to be fostered and kept fit. This is one of the reasons I came near to Swami. With your permission, may I conclude with a small prayer?
Please do, by all means.
This morning, Lord, I turn my thoughts in prayer to all who suffer. Give them courage to bear what must be borne with grace, with patience and with fortitude. Lift the weak arms and touch the fevered brow. Soothe the raw flesh and mend the broken limb. Shorten the hours when pain stabs hard and deep. Lengthen the hours of rest and relief. Oh, may they lean with all the strength they have on the sweet thought that Sai is ever near. Let them reach out in faith and touch the hem of your garment, and with the touch be healed. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for coming to the studio for this very lively, live discussion on Morning Glory. I really appreciate your presence in the studio today, sir.
I too, thanks. You have given me the chance.
Oh, Bhagwan has.
And Bhagwan has given the chance. And I feel delighted. And once again, I wish all the Radio Sai, those who are working here and all that, the Bhagwan's blessing remains always on them.
Thank you so much. Thank and good luck with the mission at the General Hospital. Sairam, sir.
Sairam.
Sai's Glory, His Divine Story, every Thursday on Morning Glory. Catch the vibe with me, Karuna Munshi, on Radio Sai's Thursday Live on Asia Stream at 9:40 a.m. Sairam, dear listeners, and welcome back. Thank you for staying with us on this glorious Thursday, March the 14th, 2013. I hope you enjoyed that interview with Dr. Vinod Kumar Verma, the medical superintendent of the Sri Satya Sai General Hospital here at Prashanthi Nilayam. Wasn't it wonderful to listen to a person of his stature who was dripping with humility and love? For me, it was really quite an experience to just sit across from him. Please don't forget to send us your feedback on this conversation. I hope it touched you as deeply as it touched me. You can reach us at listener@radiosai.org. You are tuned to Morning Glory on Radio Sai's Asia Stream. And my name is Karuna. I'm coming to you live from Prashanthi Nilayam, the spiritual capital of the universe. The time in our studios right now is 10:16 a.m. Coming up next on Morning Glory is part two of the Fleeting Moments interview with Sai University alumnus, Brother Sohan Datta. As you may be aware, the Economic Times, a leading business newspaper in India, has started an initiative called the Economic Times Young Leaders Program, which recognizes and rewards India's most promising young managers. In the year 2012, out of a total of 17,000 applicants, only 28 young professionals were selected, and one among them is our very own brother, Mr. Sohan Datta, a product of the Sai University. A really special and proud moment for all of us. 2 weeks ago, you heard part one of Brother Sohan's interview with Radio Sai's Mr. Bishu Prushti here on Asia Stream. Thanks to the disruption in our service last week, we couldn't bring you the part two last week when it was scheduled. So here is the final part of this two-part conversation for your listening pleasure with Mr. Sohan Datta.
So can you reflect your days in Bhagwan's University?
Like, firstly, the disciplined life. Initially, coming from Calcutta after living a vagabond life, it was not easy for me to settle down here, but as God had willed, I settled down slowly.
Had you had thought of joining this university?
My parents were very keen, I was not.
Okay.
So, after joining here, even for a few days, I thought of, you know, running away.
Is it?
Yeah.
So, the discipline was too much?
Yeah, in that summer course time, like in a room which normally, you know, accommodates 14, 15, we are 50, and first time staying away from parents, that wasn't that easy. So even my parents or relatives were expecting I may come back. So I thought after summer course I'll leave. Mm-hmm. I did not.
Mm-hmm.
Or rather, I'll tell you the first thing that happened. On the first day of summer course, my parents were leaving on that day. So I thought I'll live with them. So morning I get a first line, sat in front. Swami comes. Swami doesn't speak anything. He just looks into my eyes almost for 20 to 25 seconds.
Just looks into your eyes.
Yeah. So before heading towards the auditorium, I meet my parents and I tell them, no, I am not leaving today. Maybe after summer course.
Okay.
So summer course.
So that ensured that you sail through the summer course.
Went by. First semester went by. Even my few of my, you know, roommates, they thought that I won't come back after first semester. So 3 years in Vrindavan over, 2 years in first year MSc. Went back, went out for work. And I can come back.
And you came back. Now you're so eager to come back to
like
university.
It's like a second home. Rather, I'll prefer calling it my first home. Because I feel, you know, so relaxed, so at ease when I'm here.
Beautiful. So tell us, how did this transition happen? I mean, you're so reluctant to join this university. And you're thinking of contemplating of going away from here. And now you're coming back to this university to do your PG. So when did this transition happen? When did you really start falling in love with this system and this place?
See, firstly, Swami's charisma, you know, words can't explain. That is the first thing. Second, the teachers, the motivation, the way teachers help us, you know, the dedication level. And the ambience as such, you know, it takes you a different level. Means once you are here, means you don't feel like going anywhere else. Like my wife who came here, she is a non-devotee. And I was a bit apprehensive how she will like the place because I had told her many a things about Parthi. Monday evening when we reached here, so when the session was over, so I just took her around, and that night she was saying that I heard a lot of this place, this is a really nice place, but the amount you had said, but means I had a different expectation, it has not, you know, met up the expectations. I didn't say anything. Tuesday morning, when she went inside Mandir and came out, she came out and told me the first thing was that I was not feeling like coming out of the Mandir.
She said that.
She said that. Yesterday I was stuck with some work. So she did not even wait for me to go to Mandir. She went at 4 o'clock to Mandir.
4 o'clock to
Mandir. Yeah. And actually we were supposed to leave yesterday for Bangalore. She only, you know, told me, pleaded me to extend it by one more day. So that's the reason I'm here.
So the same transformation is happening in her in three days.
Person can get transformed in 2 days, and she was saying that in 2 days I am feeling so much of positive vibes. I'm just thinking that 7 years of your stay over here, what you have felt.
Wonderful. That is what. So and try and articulate to our listeners your stay here. You know the kind of things that you really cherish about your stay in the hostel, your interactions with Bhagwan. You know, some of those memories which you can never ever forget, which are your eternal sources of connection to this place.
And those are the best days of my life. Life has its own ups and downs. So whenever there is some upsetting factor or something, what I do, either I play some old video with Swami or something, or I try to recollect the moments in the Mandir, interactions with Swami or in hostel. So, you know, and within few minutes or something, all those upsetting factors just vanishes off. In the hostel, the different activities, the engrossment level which we were in, staying in so many people in the same room, like a minimum of 8 to maximum of 14, the understanding and adjustment that gets in, it helps a lot. Even day-to-day life, it helps us a lot, whether in office or in home or interacting with many relatives. You try to understand each person.
So was it difficult for you initially trying and living with 8 or 14 people in a hostel environment?
Maybe for the first few days of summer course when we were around 50-55 in a room.
In that time, yes. Because all were accommodated in the Bhagwan
house. But within few days, you know, we became so good friends all together. The bonding, the rapport that built. So that was amazing. Like something I miss every moment. And whenever I think about hostel, I really try to relive those moments. And maybe that is the reason, at least I make it a point that at least once in every month I'm back here in Parthi.
Once in every month you want to be back?
I'm in Bangalore.
So you can drive down. Wonderful. So this whole aspect of living with so many people and understanding them, earlier you mentioned about one of the traits of a leader is empathy. And you know, you want to think like the other person. So I think those things got in some way inculcated living in the hostel.
I'm telling you the list of, you know, traits, leadership traits that they have evaluated me on and the results they have sent. I was never ever this way there in me.
They just got into your personality.
Yeah, so I mean, why me any student of this place, if they take part in any of the competition, they will excel. So there is no doubt, I'm no one special. I'm just an ordinary student who graduated from this place.
Beautiful. Tell us about your moments with Bhagwan that you can never forget. I know there are so many, but maybe you can pick a few for this session.
Yeah, there are many moments, but maybe one or two I'll share now. First, a moment that Swami scolded me in my dreams. That was in the first year, first semester. And I had a very bad habit of, you know, means before exam I just used to flip through the pages. I never used to practice or solve any problems, even physics, numericals. I used to just flip through the pages and go and write the exam. So it was mid-semester exam, the night before physics test. Swami comes in my dreams and Swami literally blasts me. And he tells me that henceforth every day or whenever before exam should write and practice. And morning when I got up, means after the dream, I was literally sweating. Because I was
just
so
like
scared.
A severe reprimand.
Severe. Means
you have
means
to write.
I still remember how he, you know, scolded me in the dream. And believe me, henceforth, you know, my grades or my marks always kept on increasing. And I never lost that habit of, you know, writing and practicing before exams. So that was one thing, maybe the students all across the world who don't follow this is something which Swami had told me in my dream and which has helped me a lot. And next is a very beautiful moment, very close to my heart. That was in 2007, 17th of March, if I'm not wrong. It was Gratitude Day when we came to Mandir Prema Batch to offer our gratitude to Swami. And for that occasion, I had made a heart for Swami. And so when my turn came, I went to Swami to give that heart. That was a big heart, red heart, decorated. And on that, it was written, my properties, proper ties. Swami keeps saying my students are my properties. And the proper bonding, proper ties. So I went and showed it to Swami. Swami was very happy. Oh, Swami, this is the heart of your students, your property. So Swami was very happy. And then I told Swami, you want to know what is there inside the heart of your students? And then there was a small opening. From there came out another small heart, which was connected to the bigger heart with a golden thread. And in that small heart, there was Swami's photo. And Swami, in every student's heart, you are there. The joy in Swami's face, I can never forget. That small memory, I can cherish throughout life and I can be happy. And then I said, Swami, it's always that you give us everything. Can you please keep the heart with you? And believe me, for the whole program, Swami sat with that heart in his hand.
He kept that card on his lap.
This was not a card. It was a heart made up of, you know, cloth and some cotton stuffing. So for the full program, Swami was resting his, you know, hand on that heart.
Wow.
So as the program got over, Harish took Swami inside the interview room. And suddenly I saw Harish brother coming running towards the portico. And while taking Swami inside, he had kept the heart.
Swami had left it outside.
So Swami had told him to get the heart. So he took the heart and got back to the interview room. So maybe those small moments, you know, it makes a lot of difference.
And there is such a symbolic moment to know that this connection is so solid, so strong, and you always connect to it.
Everyone, every individual has a unique relationship with Swami.
Talk about your Vrindavan days. Were there any moments? Because you were involved in so many extracurricular activities too. Sports meet and I don't know how many more.
Yeah, adventure sports and all those. That was something very nice which has helped me a lot in my growth. Like for this adventure sports, if someone says that he's not afraid or he doesn't fear anything, maybe I don't agree to it. Fear is somewhere there in everyone's heart. And while whether doing bike instance or the celestial rhythm or carabining, somewhere maybe in the first stage or initial stage, somewhere heart missed a bit. But the best part was even if Swami was there to take care. I mean, the fear is like, you know, it comes in a for a jiffy and it goes off because you know that Almighty is there. He'll take care.
The power behind you, the force behind you is so strong.
That has helped me to become more courageous, to take more bold decision. Even, you know, refer to the decision of higher management where I feel that values are getting compromised.
So you're fearless to stand on your principles.
Yes, stand against things which I feel is not correct or which my conscience doesn't permit.
Have you done that in your corporate
life? Yeah, times I've done that. And there was an incident in Wipro that there was an escalation going on and I was stuck to what I had said. Because I knew it was not wrong. So it went to the complete higher management and the practice head had a meeting with me and the other people involved. Maybe he resonated with the values and he took my side and so Swami took care of the whole thing. So which seemed to be escalation and maybe I would have lost my job, you know, turned into my favor.
I think once you are firm in your values, somewhere you are going to get that help.
Yeah, means you know that you will be put through grueling tests.
Yes.
Swami will ensure, but that is for your growth. That is for making you more stronger. But you know at the end of it, he is there to take care if you are on the right path.
And you have seen enough of such.
Yeah, enough of that. So, no doubt regarding that.
More convinced now. So, all that you learnt in the theory classes, sitting in the Department of Management Studies in Prashant Nilayam, was not just theory, it does work.
Yeah, it does work. It does work in real life.
Beautiful. And if I'm not wrong, you were also involved in some social initiatives in Kolkata along with other alumni.
It so happened was that few of alumni there in Calcutta, we came up together. So initially started a small project to make Swami happy. It was like a water distribution project. On the weekends, we used to go out in cars, distribute cold water to the traffic police who, you know, irrespective of the scorching heat, does their duty. and also the pedestrians who were thirsty. This went on for a few weeks. Summer was over, so our work got over. So we wanted to do something more. So that Josh was there and that fulfillment of doing something for Swami had already gotten. So that in July first week, I came down here. And
this is which year?
2009.
July 2009.
Actually, we found out something that in Calcutta, or rather in West Bengal, there were many youth who were educated but unemployed. So we were trying to find out the gap. Why was this happening? So we could, you know, trace that it was happening because though they are educated, but they are not groomed enough to fit in the corporate culture. So we wanted to do a grooming session and help them in getting jobs. July 1st week I was here, so just showed the blueprint to Swami, and Swami graciously blessed it. So we communicated that to the state presidents and vice president, and they told that it has to be done on 13th of September. But time was too less because it was just a blueprint. Neither venue nor the facilitators or faculty or even the applicants or the age group from where we'll pick, whom we'll get, nothing was decided. But when, you know, God wills, who can stop it? So things just fell in place. Everything was streamlined. And 13 September, that Sai Grace, we call that program, was a gala success. And since there were so many applicants, we could not accommodate all in the first session. So we had to have many more sessions. So we had few more districts in West Bengal. And after the end of the whole day training, we did a training aid analysis and categorized, you know, students on different merit and trained them later on. And the best part was, by Swami's grace, so many got employed.
So many got employed?
Yeah.
You were actually grooming them. You arranged for their placement also.
Not arranged. We helped the networking, the Sai alumni and all those.
You facilitated their employment. I think that was probably a very fulfilling moment.
Very fulfilling. And 2010, the January, the 1st January when we came here for the alumni meet, and the 2nd January when we had a session inside Poonachandra, and when as a group with the card when we went to Swami, the smile on his face, you know, nothing could have given us more happiness than that.
Then that smile on his face. Fantastic. So do you have ideas as we go forward now in your corporate career, in what way you think you will want to make a difference?
Being very frank and honest, I've not given much thought about it. But after I came to know the results, only thing I prayed to Swami is, if I can be an ideal instrument in His hand and if He can guide me through for His mission. That is only thing I prayed. So I have not thought anything beyond this as of now.
Wonderful. You just want to be egoless and let Him take over. Beautiful. Before we conclude, if I'm not wrong, yesterday you were mentioning that there was an occasion when Bhagwan had cured you of an illness. Yeah. And that happened very mysteriously. Maybe you should narrate that.
It was year 2004. So during the sports meet time, while doing bike stunt, I had injured myself, means I had a muscle tear, or rather a soft tissue injury, which was troubling me a lot. So I kept on having those painkillers without realizing how much, you know, critical it was. So maybe 2 or 3 months I went on like that. Then finally I didn't have any other option rather than meeting the doctor. So Dr. Sundareshan checked me, diagnosed me, and even he blasted me, said that being a literate, educated, how could you postpone to come to a doctor for 3 to 4 months? So then I was told to go for physiotherapy, which went on almost for 3 weeks. And for next 6 months, I was not supposed to lift anything with my left hand. But cricket is something which I'm very passionate about. And being in third year and leading your side, and if you can't play the match, it would have been really saddening for me. So there was a practice session going on. So I felt that pain has reduced, so I walked in the practice session. But after playing few balls, again the pain increased. And so that was a time neither I could have gone to the doctor, nor to the physiotherapist, nor could I have told the warden, that time is Nasimurthy, nor my parents, they would have been worried. So I was just praying to Swami. The pain was really bad. So 29th August, I still remember the day. So Swami comes into my dream, and I see that Swami is sitting in this portico, and that in that dream, that time railings were also not there. So I get up and I tell Swami, Swami, I'm having a pain. This is the thing. Swami just listens. Swami doesn't say anything. So again, I go back and sit in my place. And then Swami was heading towards the interview room. He was about to enter the interview room when he calls me. So I go running to Swami. And everything happens in a dream. Then Swami waves his hand twice. And he creates some, you know, pills, cream color pills, and gives it to me. And I have it there. And next morning when I get up, and till date, my left arm hand never pained again.
Cured.
Cured. And
completely cured.
Completely. And icing on the cake was, and the final match we won.
Wow.
Swami gifted us with t-shirts.
So you got your cricket bag also.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Fantastic. So I think one common thing which I have heard from many alumni whom we have interviewed for this program, Fleeting Moments, Lasting Memories, you know, is one thing which distinguishes them is this level of confidence. Because you always feel that, you know, whatever problem you may have to face in
someone
life,
someone is there to take
it. Someone is there. So that kind of relieves you.
Means, believe me, means whether it's a small problem or big problem, you can always give it to him and say, Swami, I'm doing total surrender, you take care. And you can...
As they say, you know, when there's a problem, you should not say, oh God, I have a problem. You should say, oh problem, I have a big God. And I think that is something which really helps you to take risks, helps you to be cool in all circumstances.
Yeah, maybe that is a real fact. And maybe in a daily life, knowingly or unknowingly, we take many risks only on the faith that he'll take care.
He'll take care. And he does.
And he does. Maybe that's the reason why it is so concrete. That's the way we can take daily risks.
Yeah. Wonderful. Finally, Sohan, let me go back to leadership. You are a young leader of India. Let me ask you this. What do you believe is the most difficult aspect of being a leader in today's times?
So, difficult aspect of being a leader is really a difficult question. Firstly, the difficulty levels of the aspects are subjective to situations and scenarios. So you can't say that this is difficult, this is more difficult, this is most difficult. Maybe how the situation or the scenario builds up. Like maybe a simple example will be the value system of yours and your boss or your managers are in sync. Maybe like it is not a problem. But if it is not in sync, that can be a major problem, major issue. So it depends, the scenario specific. But if I have to list a few, in my opinion, it would be age in execution. Like knowing what needs to be done is from business perspective, but getting things done is not that easy.
The edge that you
use in execution.
In execution.
And that comes from, you know, maybe two things. I say the right people for the right job. If those are not aligned, means until the goal of the individual and the goal of the work is aligned, things won't work.
Yes.
And second is like synchronizing the efforts and energy of the team, because the synergy which I was talking about, the 2 plus 2 comes out to be 5 rather than 4.
Yes.
So that is very important, because like each individual has a different motivation factor. Like no 5 fingers are not same. Some person may get motivated by high package, someone may get motivated by empowerment, someone may have some other criteria. So to understand the person's motivation level and try to make that person important and make him understand how his role is going to impact the superordinate goal.
Yes.
So that is a big challenge.
Subordination of individual interest for group interest, for society's interest.
Yeah.
This is the first management principle, or Foyle's management principle that you learn when you start learning business. And this is so fundamental.
Yeah. But it's so basic and so important.
Yes.
For the success. Maybe second thing, zooming in and zooming out. Because there will be situations which will require you to zoom into details. And there will be situation where you need to look only from the helicopter view. Making the decision when to get into details, when to make your hands dirty, and when to, you know, leave it to others. That is something not easy even. I am trying to learn. Maybe with passage of time, I hope I'll be able to learn better or master it. But as of now, I'm a novice in that. One more very important thing is, like, as I was mentioning before, is like to be, to do, and to tell. And you walk the talk. It's very easy to, you know, speak many jargons and give speeches. But when it comes to daily life, if the peers or the team members doesn't see you practicing and only giving bhashans, it doesn't work.
And I think that is something that we saw in Bhagwan, leading by example. For 70 years, he came every single day for darshan. I think just for that fact itself is something phenomenal.
That's the same thing, you won't believe me. Today morning also I was thinking on the same line. Means had it been any other individual, how boring it had been. But just thinking of everyone, how a person can go out of his self-interest only for the sake of others. So it's an epitome, like if he can emulate him or incorporate his teachings, maybe nothing like that,
Every discipline becomes easy, actually. Yeah.
Then it is not a discipline.
Not a discipline.
Normally, the discipline has a negative connotation in many places.
By discipline, I meant every discipline of life. And then the discipline that is needed for that area of work, I think it no more remains a discipline, as you mentioned.
Yes. Then it becomes life is beautiful.
Life is beautiful. Beautiful. I think the two concepts that I always feel are so important for anyone, be it a manager or anyone else, is this principle of love, which translates into empathy, sympathy, whatever you may call it, and this principle of ego. If you can reduce your ego and if you know how to love, I think
it takes care of
everything. Wonderful. Thank you so much, Sohan, for coming over to the studios and sharing your thoughts. Finally, what would you like to say to all the other alumni of Bhagwan's institutions? Because as you mentioned, there are so many your classmates and other alumni of Bhagwan's institutions who you feel could have also joined for this competition. What would you like to say to all of them?
I think so. I'm too small a person to say something, but I'll just try to appeal to all my brothers. Like, maybe this is a time when we should take lead in every frontier for the betterment of the society. It's like Swami always focused on the youth, the students, and always wanted us to be the change elements. Maybe these are some platforms or pedestals where our students get recognized and people come to know that an organization or an institution of this exists. Because normally outside people only talk in terms of ROI, RR, IRR, NPV. But
return on investment and all this.
All talks about profitabilities and all this, but not many talk about the humanness, which is a very important aspect of not only life but business also for its survival. I would just request all of them, maybe like the way initially I was not willing to take part, but on the coaxing and the forcing of my friends, I took part. If we can take part willingly and make Swami proud, because we are nowhere inferior to anyone else. Rather, the amount he has invested in us, we are much more superior human beings and we are his instruments for the changing the society. And if we can give this, offer this as a gratitude to Swami, I think so he'll be very happy.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Sohan. I hope next time you are in the studios of Radio Sai, we will be talking to a young managing director or a CEO lauded for making a difference in the lives of hundreds. And as you mentioned, one can only imagine how proud and happy Swami would be, how delighted he would be looking at, as you mentioned, his properties. Thank you so much for coming to the studio.
Thank you. Thank you.
Sarah.
Sai's glory, his divine story, every Thursday on Morning Glory. Catch the vibe with me, Karuna Munshi, on Radio Sai's Thursday Live on Asia Stream at 9:40 a.m. Sai Ram and welcome back. You're tuned to Morning Glory on Thursday Live. The time in Prashanthi Nilayam right now is 10:44 a.m. and today is March the 14th, 2013. I hope you enjoyed that fleeting moments interview with Brother Sohan Datta. We look forward to your feedback to the two interviews featured on Morning Glory today, the first one with the medical superintendent of the Sri Satya Sai General Hospital, Dr. V.K. Verma, and the second with one of our own alumni members, that is Mr. Sohan Datta. Please share your feedback by email. You can reach us at listener@radiosai.org. May I also remind you that you can catch most of the content of Morning Glory on our Facebook page and a few days later on our website radiosai.org under Thursday Live Archives. It is now time for me to offer Morning Glory at Bhagwan's Lotus Feet and thank you for your company. As I bid you, Sairam, I'd like to treat you to the voice of my most favorite singer in the whole wide world. Any guesses who that might be? I understand his songs were played earlier on Sunrise with Sai this morning. Incidentally, my favorite singer is also the voice that the rishis or the spiritual scientists of ancient India heard and transcribed thousands of years ago. Today, the notes they took are known as the Vedas. Over now to Bhajan Bliss in the voice of Bhagwan Sri Sathya Sai Baba. Dear listeners, it's time to bliss out. Sai Ram, till we meet next week. For now, please don't forget to keep seeking and do whatever it takes to stay inspired. Sai Ram once again.
Jaya Radha Jaya Madhava Chauri Jaya Radha Jaya Radha Jaya Madhava Chauri Jaya Mangala Charana Kalimala Dahana Mangala Charana Kalimala Dahana Narayana Keshava Narayana Keshava Jaya Radha Jaya Madhava Chauri Jaya Radha Jaya Radha Jaya Madhava Chauri Jaya Radha Jaya Madhava Bhava Bhayaharana Pandita Charana Bhava Bhaya Harana Pandita Charana Jaya Radha Jaya Madhava Chauri Jaya Radha Jaya Madhava Chauri Mangala Charana Kalimala Dahana Charana Kalimala Dahana Narayana Keshava Sriman Narayana Keshava Bhaya Harana Vandita Charana Jaya Radha Jaya Madhava Madhura Madhura Murali Ganasyama Madhura 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 Murali Ganasyama Madhura 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 Adipate Radhe Shama Madhura Adipate Radhe Shama Sura Das Prabhu Ge Giridhari के प्रभु हृदय विहारी मीरा के प्रभु हृदय विहारी मधुर मधुर मुरली घनश्याम मधुर मधुर मुरली घनश्याम
madhura madhura murali gana chama madhura 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 adipate radhe chama suradas prabhu ke giridari meera ke prabhu udaya vihari मीरा के प्रभु हृदय विचारी मधुर मधुर मुरली घनश्यामा मधुर अधिपते राधे श्यामा
सुब्रह्मण्यम सुब्रह्मण्यम षण्मुखनाथा सुब्रह्मण्यम 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 षण्मुखनाथ सुब्रह्मण्यम 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 षण्मुखनाथ सुब्रह्मण्यम 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 षण्मुखनाथ सुब्रह्मण्यम शिव 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 सुब्रह्मण्यम हर 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 सुब्रह्मण्यम ओम शिव 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 सुब्रह्मण्यम हर 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 सुब्रह्मण्यम जय शिव 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 सुब्रह्मण्यम हर 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 सुब्रह्मण्यम शिव शिव हर हर सुब्रह्मण्यम हर हर शिव शिव सुब्रह्मण्यम शिव शिव हर हर सुब्रह्मण्यम हर हर शिव शिव सुब्रह्मण्यम 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 जय सुब्रह्मण्यम सुब्रह्मण्यम षण्मुखनाथ सुब्रह्मण्यम 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 षण्मुखनाथ सुब्रह्मण्यम शिवशरवण भव सुब्रह्मण्यम शिवशरवण भव सुब्रह्मण्यम शिव शिव हर हर सुब्रह्मण्यम हर हर शिव शिव सुब्रह्मण्यम शिव शिव हर हर सुब्रह्मण्यम हर हर शिव सुब्रह्मण्यम 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 ओम सुब्रह्मण्यम सुब्रह्मण्यम षण्मुखनाथ सुब्रह्मण्यम जय सुब्रह्मण्यम सुब्रह्मण्यम षण्मुखनाथ सुब्रह्मण्यम ओम 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 सुब्रह्मण्यम सुब्रह्मण्यम षण्मुखनाथ सुब्रह्मण्यम 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 षण्मुखनाथ सुब्रह्मण्यम 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 षण्मुखनाथ सुब्रह्मण्यम 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 षण्मुखनाथ सुब्रह्मण्यम 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 साईनाथ सुब्रह्मण्यम
वाहे गुरु वाहे गुरु जी बोलो वाहे गुरु वाहे गुरु वाहे गुरु जी बोलो सत्य नाम जी बोलो सत्य नाम बोलो सत्य नाम जी बोलो नित्य नित्य जपिए तेरे नाम जी बोलो नित्य नित्य जपिए सत्य नाम जी बोलो सत्य नाम राम 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 जी बोलो बोलो राम 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 जी बोलो सत्य नाम जी बोलो सत्य नाम जी కృష్ణ 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 కృష్ణజీ బోలో కృష్ణ 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 బోల్ కృష్ణ 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 కృష్ణజీ బోలో కృష్ణ 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 నిత్య నిత్యం చెప్పి ఏ కృష్ణ నామ జీ బోలో నిత్య నిత్యం చెప్పి హరి 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 జీ బోలో బోలో హరి 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 జీ బోలో సత్యనామ 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 జీ బోలో సత్యనామ 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 జీ బోలో గోవింద జై జై గోపాల జై జై గోవింద జై జై గోపాల జై జై రాధా రమణ హరి గోవింద జై జై గోవింద జై జై గోపాల జై జై గోవింద జై జై గోపాల జై జై గోవింద జై జై గోపాల జై జై బోలో గోవింద జై జై గోపాల జై జై గోవింద జై జై గోపాల జై జై బోలో గోవింద జై జై గోపాల జై జై రాధా రమణ హరి గోవింద జై జై వాహె గురు వాహె గురు వాహె గురుజీ బోలో వాహె గురు వాహె గురు బోలో వాహె గురు వాహె గురు వాహె గురుజీ బోలో సత్యనామ 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 జీ బోలో సత్యనామ 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 జీ బోలో సత్యనామ 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 జీ